the Fringe this year, the King and Queen of Pop are back. Michael and Janet Jackson with Gospo Collective performing their hits. Performer Amy Hyde and producer Ben Gillard join me now. Hi there, guys.
Hey, how are you?
Hello.
It must be great to be back performing a bit of a crowd favourite after doing a couple of different shows the past few years.
Yeah, look, we're pretty excited. I think the music of the Jacksons is so broad and so expansive that we couldn't not do another year. I think that we, you know, and also we're adding in a little bit of Jackson 5 in there as well. So it's kind of the whole family. It's the whole shebang. There's so much material that we couldn't cover in an hour show in 2018 and 2019. And what a year to bring it back, you know, after being locked away for a little bit and not being able to perform live with audiences. This is a show that is really exciting and energetic. So we're really pumped to be able to bring it back and to bring a whole new spin on the show.
What's the new spin?
Well, I think just incorporating a lot more of, the Jackson 5 and just different songs than we have in the past. I think we understand that, like, the world we're performing to is a different world than it was 2 years ago. And I mean, having different songs and messages in the show that speak directly to that is just going to really speak to audiences in a new way this year that's really relevant to them.
Amy, do you perform as different particular singers in the group, or how does it work?
I wouldn't say it quite works like that. I'm part of the Gospo Collective. We have 8 members performing in our front line this year, alongside Charmaine Jones, obviously directing up the front. And we've got our wonderful education teams behind us with the backing choir and our Jones Juniors and chorus.
Yeah, on our matinee shows on weekends, we've got little kids 4 years old to 16 years old. They sing and it's adorable. Our little Janet Jackson moment with our tots is adorable. So it's very, very cute.
That is lovely. So how do you figure out the flow of music?
I think our director, Charmaine Jones, my business partner, and she is the musical genius and creative brain behind what we do. I don't understand how her brain works, but what I do see is how amazing the end product is. I think that, you know, her heart and her love for music and people really shines in all of our shows. And I think that it's pretty evident that, you know, she's pretty spectacular in what she can create. And I think that what she's able to bring out of the Gospo Collective members is insane. Mm. What she's able to bring out of the choir members is insane. And her voice in its own is insane. So it's kind of, I think that the flow together, and I think that a lot of people think, oh, Michael and Janet Jackson, it must be impersonators. And I think that we're not the type of group that does impersonators are great, but that's just not what we do. What we really want to do is just to pay homage and to tribute these artists who have left such an amazing legacy and are continuing, in Janet's case, and the Jackson brothers' case, to leave an amazing legacy. It's about that. And also this year, the really exciting thing is that we've got a lot more movement, a lot more chore. Amy's actually one of our choreographers. So Amy works with Joanna Arrol-Tropiano, which is Charmaine's younger sister. And Jo and Amy work together in choreographing the show, which is pretty cool. I don't know, maybe Amy talk about chore.
Yeah, has that been an interesting challenge this year?
It's been super fun to work with Jo. I didn't do the 2019 show, but it's been really cool seeing how two different people coming together can have a new take on the choreography for the show, especially the new songs we haven't really touched on before, picking songs that are going to have that element of dance is really exciting. And when Charmaine says, here's a dance break, Joe and I look at each other and we grin. We're super excited to get in and work together and just come up with something that the whole team can execute well, and we can just bring heaps of joy and fun to the audience.
And are you sort of, do you look at historical videos, or where do you get inspiration?
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely look at a lot of live performances of Michael and Janet. I think my housemate can attest, one day I was just watching YouTube videos back to back of dance breaks for Michael and Janet, and I think she got a bit sick of me, but I got a lot of inspiration. And we do really like to pay tribute to those moves because some of them are so iconic.
Like the moon dance.
Oh, you might see a little bit of that.
Maybe.
Don't want to give it away. But
looks easier than it is.
Yeah, those iconic moves and interweaving them into the show, but also kind of making it relevant and modern to the capabilities and the talents of our performers as well, has been a challenge, but it's really fun to see it all come together.
I can't wait to check it out. It's at an open air space
so
this
we're,
year.
We're at the Mola, which is exciting. I think because of COVID, obviously, there's a few little changes to some venues, but it's really like it's giving us all real serious music festival vibes. It's cool. It's a 1,500 seater venue with checkerboard seating at the moment. Obviously, where you know it's a 750 capacity. It is massive. The stage is massive. It is epic, and we cannot wait. We cannot wait.
Fantastic. Well, Amy Hyde and Ben Gillard from Gospo Collective. Can't wait to check out Jackson vs. Jackson.
Thank you.
It is on until the 21st of March. Gladney, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll see you there.